when we got cut off by the break before, you were talking about how this kind of frustrating situation we find ourselves in. This is all these chattering voices in your head that expel negativity towards you, and that you actually need to expel those negative voices yourself.
Yeah. You have to recognize them for what they are. And, I mean, we all are mature enough and developed enough spiritually to realize that those voices are there. And there are some very effective tools that you can use to basically take the power out of them so that they don't bother you and affect you like they might otherwise. And I was just starting to talk about one of those tools is you get a black journal and you write down all of the things that they say in your head. You're no good. This will never go anywhere. Nothing you've ever done has ever come to fruition. You write down all these negative chatters, voices that come to you both in your head as well as on the negative comments in the forums. And you say, okay, I see you, and I identify you, and you have no power over me. And that's actually very powerful. You can also write it down on a sheet of paper, tear it up, and, you know, wrinkle it, burn it. Also has a good emotional effect on you. Do this on a regular basis. You can also do declarations where you take the 10 negative voices that are going on in your head at the time, things that are really getting to you, and then you write those in the right-hand column, and then the left-hand column, you write the antithesis. So on the right-hand column might say, you know, you're not worth anything. And then on the left-hand column you say, you're an amazing person. And then you add something to it like, and you're handsome. And then what you do is you put these out as declarations. You shout them, go out into a field and shout them. And what happens is it gets into your subconscious, and this becomes, you know, basically you're reprogramming your subconscious with these positive voices. And then what that happens is when you can even start with the top three. And what happens is that it gets rid of the entire list of 10 that you selected, because once you get the ringleaders out, they kind of, the ones that were following them have to leave too. And then, of course, other voices will come along, and so you repeat the process every once in a while as these things are starting to get overwhelming to you. These are just some little tools. The point being that you need to be very careful to not let those voices get to you and to pay attention to them, because they're lies. And they're there for one purpose, and that is to destroy you, to take you down, to rend you, to neuter you as a powerful instrument in this, you know, end times battle against evil. We're trying to bring about a better world, and we're here born for a purpose, and we need to fulfill that purpose. And we can't let those negative voices have that power over us. And they're going to get stronger in the coming days. And we need to identify those people in our lives who are giving voice to those voices, and basically, put them out of our mind and not let them have influence over us, whether it means deleting their emails or ignoring their comments, not even paying attention to them, just giving them no power.
See, mate, I love, and there's only two things I love, my girlfriend and the block function, you know? Somebody comes at you, starts abusing you for absolutely no reason, seems to be some kind of pituitary retard, block! You never hear from the motherfucker again. It's blissful. It's, you remember when you were a teenager and you get to get some kind of a gross enjoyment out of squeezing a pimple out, you know? that sense of disgusting satisfaction of just blocking somebody who's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, it brings back memories. I haven't blocked anybody for a long time. Apparently, they figured out that every time they act like a douchebag, they get blocked, so they stop commenting, which I guess is the idea.
Yeah. One of the things, too, that is really important for us is that we want to make sure that, you know, we're bringing about a better world, and we don't want to replace the evil with a new evil. We want to replace the evil with love, with compassion, with long-suffering, with patience. These are the attributes that we should be aspiring to. And there's a scripture that's very interesting. Perfect love casts out all fear. And the whole purpose of 9/11 was to scare the bejeebies out of the entire planet, to get us to worry and to be afraid, and so that they can instill their different police state and Big Brother practices around the planet. And the antithesis of fear, of course, is courage, but also the most effective tool is love. And you wouldn't necessarily think of love as being the antithesis of fear, but that really is the antithesis, is to go into a place of love.
I thought it was faith that was the antithesis of fear.
If you were to look it up in like a dictionary, that would probably be the word. But if you look it up from a Judeo-Christian point of view, the effective antidote, maybe it's a better word than an antonym, the antidote is love.
But of course, you'd have to have faith in Christendom in order to believe that.
Yep. And I'm not saying you have to be a Christian. I don't think that is necessarily the solution. I think becoming a God-based person who recognizes that we're all God beings and have a great destiny to fulfill in each one of us, have this amazing potential within us as part of the God family. You know, we're children of God, and we have the right to step into that creative process where we become co-creators with God. We get these vision statements. We put them on our walls of what we want to see happen in our lives, and we start focusing on those things, and we materialize them. We become creators. We get rid of the negative voices and the negative chatter in our head, and we bring about a better world because we're co-creators with God. And whatever religion works for you, you know, can be your partner in that creative process. But ultimately, each one of us have to become independent with God, not leaning on another or trusting another. We become responsible for our own salvation, our own walk with God. It's between us and God, not some priest or other intermediary in the process between us. We go direct, and we answer direct, and we're responsible directly. We have to answer to our conscience. You know, we get a revelation to go do such and such. It needs to jive with our conscience. So anyway, I'm going on a bit of a spiritual rant here, but
does it make you feel better to be able to express what you're feeling?
Yeah, I think we need to have these kinds of discussions because that's where we need to go as an awakened people. It's part of the victory is to have the victory of spirit so that we don't get beat down by these negative voices, both seen and unseen.